The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, with Tears for Fears and Shout. Let it all out, because these are the things we could do without.
Okay.
Sorry, I just quoted all the lyrics.
I've got a list of those things.
I've got a few things. It is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we want to say welcome to the folks from the Air Force.
Welcome.
You got to let this play for a second.
Okay.
We have in the studio with us Don Arias, and you admitted earlier that you couldn't remember all the words of the song. I'll send you a link.
Now my secret is out. Mm-hmm. You know, at every event I've ever been to where we had to sing that song,
sure,
I just kind of mouthed it.
You just mouthed it?
Off we go into the wild, wild young.
Wasn't that part of like basic training or something?
I think so.
They do a test?
It was a long time ago for me.
Didn't you get tested?
Yeah. You have to learn a part.
You had to prove that at some point, didn't you?
No test on it. Just, you know, just public shaming if you don't
know. It's not the most important part.
Yeah. I'm retired now, so it's all
right. Well, that's right. You're a civilian, so you know, what are they going to do to you? Fire you?
Yeah, retire me?
Actually, they might. You brought a guest with us. This is Sarah Keller, Technical sergeant.
Technical sergeant.
I don't know what that means.
You can call me Sarah.
Okay, Sarah works. And you guys are you're having the Air Force is giving a ball.
We are. We're throwing a ball.
All right. Very good. Why?
And it's cryptically called the Air Force Ball.
Really?
Wow. Who came up with that name?
We stayed up all night dreaming that one up.
Okay. This is something you do every year, though. It's a big thing.
Every year around September, they do an Air Force Ball, because that's when the Air Force's birthday is. The Air Force was born on September 18th, 1947. So sometime around the September time frame, we have an Air Force Ball.
So that makes you 71?
71.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Public math. Very good,
Tori.
Right. Like
very good, Tori. She's had some coffee today.
So this year we're going to be doing it on September 21st. And it's going to be down in PCB at the Boardwalk Hotel and Resort.
Nice.
Oh, so we're getting
is
off
that
base.
A Friday night or a Saturday
base.
Night?
Ooh.
So oh,
we've got to go to the
camp.
We got to go to the
camp. Break out
I
the calendar.
I think that's Friday night.
I believe. Let's make sure. I don't want
to
lie.
You know, we have to dress up for this or can anyone
event.
Go? Can it I is. Just buy a ticket or do I need an Air Force person to escort me?
You know, you always look cooler with an Air Force person on your arm.
That's true.
However, it's open to all military members, community leaders, non-government employees, retirees, military retirees, and those with military experience and Department of Defense civilians. So,
okay.
He didn't mention
everybody.
DJs.
And DJs.
We're government employees.
Kind of.
No
one will really claim us, though.
Yeah. You're also a community leader, right?
Let's get her.
Yes.
Give
thank
this girl
you.
A raise. I don't know what comes after technical sergeant, but you got it.
One day.
It'll be master sergeant for her next. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. I vote that you get that.
And you can call you can call her master for short.
That's fine. I have a master's degree. You can call me master,
there
too, if you'd like.
There you have it.
And it is a ball, so is the attire formal, semi-formal.
It is formal.
I wear my glass slippers.
You can if you like.
Just don't lose them. Don't lose them. Because you know what happened last time.
It's something called, we do mesh dress, so it's like our fanciest uniform.
Right.
But for civilians, it would be considered black tie.
Black tie.
So your fanciest dress is called the mesh dress?
It is. I know.
Doesn't really seem to make sense.
Counterintuitive, isn't it?
Okay. That's the government for you.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
It's essentially an Air Force tuxedo.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
How often do you get to get up in those fancy get-ups?
Maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you typically wear them for?
Ceremonial events. Okay. So sometimes you'll do it for if you have like a rank ceremony, like if you're putting on rank or there's something coming up called the senior NCO induction ceremony. So say if you put on master sergeant, they threw this whole thing for you and you get to get
And they have things called dining ins and dining outs where they'll have organizational banquets that are kind of steeped in tradition.
Very cool.
And you wear your mess dress. And a lot of people get married in their mess dress as well.
And what does the Air Force mess dress look like? I can think of the Marines mess dress because they've got the sword and all of that. Mm-hmm. But
so for a woman, we get to wear like the long skirts and it goes down to your down to your ankles. And then you have like a little coat that comes down and one of the really cool things is you get to have your medals, and they kind of hang off, and they're a little bit bigger than your other uniforms. And then the guys that get to wear a nice cummerbund.
Yes. Essentially, I dress up like a matador in blue. And
I like it. Which is better than you in a dress.
Yeah, of course. But again, every stitch will be screaming when I put mine on. So it's been a few years.
It's 9:15. We're going to take a quick break, and we've got music from Three Dog Night on the other side as well, right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Three Dog Night on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and Mama told me not to come. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're glad that you're with us this morning. Producer Brandon... to my left, we've got Tori right in front of me.
Hi there.
Don Arias and Sarah Keller.
Hello.
Technical Sergeant Sarah Keller, both from Tyndall Air Force Base with us this morning. We're talking about a ball.
The Air Force is having a ball.
Yes.
The Air Force ball.
Yeah. And so they do this every year, right around
September, around the birthday of the Air Force.
And yes, this year it's September 21st.
September 21st.
On a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So the 71st anniversary.
Can we buy a ticket? How do we buy a ticket?
You can buy a ticket. So right now we have some early bird specials going on. So $60 for our community leaders, $45 if you're a military retiree. I know we got a lot of those in our community out
here.
So until Friday, that's when our early bird specials are going on. And if you want to buy a ticket, we have two ways that you can do that. So you can either contact our representative at 850-282-4600, or you can email. We have an email set up, and it's going to be TyndallAFBall2018@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep. Good.
And that is that ticket price. Is that for a couple or for one person?
That's for one person.
So they're single tickets.
They are.
Do you have couple tickets?
They can be just double the price.
Okay. Sometimes people have double the ticket, double the ticket, and it's, you know, price. $5.
Special deal for you, Tori. Double the price.
So what all happens at the ball? Food, yeah, I'm
absolutely.
Assuming. Dancing?
So your ticket's going to include dinner, really nice dinner. They actually have free childcare. We're going to have some entertainment.
Yeah.
And then you, obviously, you're going to have drinks available. So you can come in. There's going to be a bar for everybody. And then you actually get to take away a little something. It'll be a little memento that anybody who buys a ticket, they get to take something home.
Ooh,
very good.
Commemoration
nice.
Of their event.
Very nice.
And like I said, a great night to get all fancy, come out, celebrate the Air Force.
I like it.
Okay. Hang out with
and
some
do
friends.
Some cool stuff.
Absolutely.
And also we're looking for some support for the ball.
Yes, we are. So in about a month, we are actually, because we're having this Air Force ball, it takes a lot to put on something like this. So something we're having in the community as well, we're going to have an Air Force ball golf tournament.
Oh.
All right.
Yes. So that's happening at the Holiday Golf Course on August 18th. So that's open to everybody and anybody. Anybody who wants to come out and play golf, put in a team, do anything.
I'm terrible at golf.
I can't play golf.
I can't play. My stepdad can play.
I'm terrible at golf.
I'm going to get my stepdad to probably sign up.
Yeah, people say to me, hey, what's your handicap? My handicap is I own clubs.
Well, mine is I'm left-handed and I can't play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not well anyway. Mm. Tori, do you golf?
I do not golf. I tennis.
Okay. I even cheat at putt-putt, so I'm just
Putt-putt. I'm great at putt-putt, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love putt-putt.
I could go international with putt-putt.
When my daughter plays putt-putt, she's got a little, she's seven, and her kind of move is this sort of vacuum cleaner looking thing. She considers that to be one stroke. So.
Yeah.
She's always under par.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
She cheats.
She does.
Bottom line.
The point of the golf tournament is not to come out and you don't have to win anything. There's going to be people there that probably want to win.
Yeah.
But it's really to have fun. That's really what it's about. It's about to come out, have some fun, and support the Air Force ball. It all helps anybody who comes out. But like I said, that's August 18th at the Holiday Golf Course, also down in PCB. And if somebody wants to sign up for that, there's also, they can actually find that on Facebook. If they were to just look for Air Force Ball Golf Tournament.
Okay.
You can find it. Just search it.
All right. Good.
And reach out. And you can sign up.
Perfect. So, Don, will you be golfing at the golf?
No, probably not. It's a, I don't want to embarrass anybody, especially myself. But,
well, there you go.
But when I do golf, it's about a cart ride and a beer, quite frankly. So, you know.
That's the most fun of it.
As long as you don't put me with like serious golfers, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
maybe you and I will team up.
Yeah.
There you go. It'll be a great time.
We'll just chase that drink
forever.
Yeah. We'll be chasing the drink cart around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. The ball will be in the woods someplace. So do you guys get to participate in the ball or you have to work?
Absolutely. Actually, I will definitely be going to the ball because we're doing all the work up into the ball, up, right?
Oh, you
so
get prepared
we're doing
for
all
it.
This work now, and then the night of, you get to kind of take a load off.
Some other sucker has to work the ball, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
We're going to be paying somebody to do that.
There
so.
You go. Yeah. Very interesting stuff.
Going to be fun.
Well, hold tight because we're going to keep talking with y'all. We'll find out some more things that are happening out there at Tyndall Air Force Base. But in the meantime, before we get to our weather break, I want to go back to 1983.
All right.
You remember 1983?
Oh, it's a good year.
It was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of remember 1983.
I totally remember it.
This is our vinyl play of the day. And Sarah, you've not been with us before, but we play some vinyl every day. Probably the only station around that does that.
That's true.
So we've dug into the vault. This came out of the WKGC vault. It is a big single, a 12-inch mm-hmm. single. Mm-hmm. And it comes from a little group named Van Halen. 1983. I don't even have to tell you, it's Jump. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Down. You gotta
Those pops and crackles, that's our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Van Halen's Jump. We've got a look at that weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley coming your way in just a moment, plus some Lynyrd Skynyrd right here on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Michael Cimbello and Dancing Like a Maniac.
Oh, yeah.
On the floor.
Yes. We had to bring Tori back in.
I wanted to do aerobics. It took everything for me not to get out of my seat and start doing aerobics
there
to
you
that
go.
Song.
Yeah. It is 9:39. We've got Tyndall Air Force Base. Not the entire Air Force Base,
not
by the
way. Not the entire
base. How many folks are out there?
Just the best part of Tyndall
That's
Air
right.
Force Base. We're about 5,500
people
out there.
Does that include families? I mean, everybody
does,
out there on a base?
Yeah. Yeah, it includes families and civilians and contractors.
This
and
room
all
is
that.
Not
yeah.
big enough for that.
No, no. No. Give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, again, we've got the Air Force Ball coming up in September. We can go. Anybody can go.
Sure.
There's no background check or anything like that that's required?
No,
I'm just
we're
checking
gonna,
for a friend.
We're going to frisk you at the door. But other than that, no, there'll be some security measures
of
there
course.
That
Absolutely.
We won't talk about on the air, but it'll be safe and secure venue at the Boardwalk Hotel and Resort in Panama City Beach.
But I don't have to offer up my fingerprints. Well,
yeah,
I might have
fine.
To, I suppose.
You may, and maybe an identifiable birthmark or two, and we'll get you through the door.
Did y'all do that when we flew? Yeah. Did they take any of that kind of stuff from us?
We did get checked by a physician.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I just thought he was
going to... And we had to weigh in. Remember that?
I do. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that back up. Appreciate that.
Yeah, but it was all... it's all good, and we'll probably be doing more of that type stuff coming up soon because we have an air show coming up in March. March 30th and 31st. We don't have any details on it yet. We're in the nascent stages of planning, but we will have the United States Thunderbirds there.
Fun.
United States
all
Air
right.
Force Aerobatic Team.
Now, your team that met with us last time for that, you know, they were basically saying that you had worked them like dogs to prepare for the air show. So, are you prepared for that?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you?
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's not Sarah's first rodeo, I'm sure. You've done a few of these.
A few. And it's just kind of par for the course. That's what happens.
Very good.
Yeah, so it's a major muscle movement for the base to do something like that. But we enjoy doing them, and we like opening up the doors to the community because it's not just an air show. It's an open house.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the citizens who pay our checks get to see where their tax money's going, what they're getting for their defense dollar, and they get to meet the great airmen out there that keep everything going. So
because you can't just saunter out there
on the runway any given day.
No sauntering allowed on the runway.
No, I've seen them out there when they're ready for people to saunter in. They carry weapons that...
Now, I mean, even if you sashay, you won't let you out. Saunter sashay, not allowed.
No, not
and
allowed
there
at all.
There are tons of planes on the flight line. I mean, Brandon and I walked... It felt like we walked miles.
Oh,
and we still couldn't go in every single plane that day. So I'm glad you do a couple of days for the folks that actually have the energy and gumption to go in every single thing because... we just had the greatest time going through the ones we did, and we just walked and walked and walked.
C-130 walked up to, I think, an F-16 as well.
Yeah, we went in the helicopter also. Yeah.
There's a lot to see. There's a lot to see. And a lot of stuff on the ground as well, not just stuff that flies. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll have our security forces.
So, as you're
out
preparing
there.
This, I mean, you know you're going to have the Thunderbirds. Is there other groups that you try to get, and how do you get those? I mean, do you just put in a request, and if they're not busy?
Yeah, and I'll bring on, I think we had our air show director on with you last year, Major Figueroa, who is now Lieutenant Colonel Figueroa,
who's
coming back again this year as our air show director.
Oh, very good.
So, he's the guy who's in charge of booking all of these acts and getting all these Air Force resources into one place.
Oh, wow.
So, there's actually a convention where people go to look at different air shows. They haven't Las Vegas a couple times a year.
Where
else would you have it? And all these air acts that we can go and book them and
that's pretty cool.
And get them for different times. But we're already booked for the Thunderbirds, and that's the main event.
And some of the acts are all of the acts part of the Air Force, or are some of these outside groups that
some
work
of them
the
are outside groups. I mean, we like last year we had Tora. Actually, two
that
years
was
ago
fantastic.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And they reenacted Pearl Harbor. Harbor and bombing and all that stuff. It was a very cool act.
They had fire.
Yeah, they had fire and fury,
yeah.
If you'll allow the term.
And, yeah, I mean, if you were there, that could have been disturbing. That's how realistic. I mean, it was a very good presentation.
Yeah, we had the Golden Knights last time out. We had a lot of cool acts out there. There's also the Confederate Air Force. They show up at these things sometimes with these antique classic planes, like B-17s from World War II and things like that. So
that's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
And you've already reserved us the best spot on the flight line for our van?
Naturally.
Trailer.
Trailer.
Yeah. Absolutely. WKGC has pole position out there.
Yeah, that's right. Woo-hoo. We just upgraded our air conditioner in there, so that baby's ready to roll.
All right. Yeah.
We've got an awning out there now, so we can sit underneath that and a new tent. So we're geared up and ready to go.
Oh, I've seen the new tent. I put up the new tent.
Yes.
And then I was the first one to get it dirty.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we should go ahead and go out there and claim our spot. We'll just nab it a few months ahead of time.
We'll just stake the tent.
Start
right
now. Yeah.
Okay.
No one will mind. We're mostly not noticeable. So.
Yeah. What are the dates of the air show again? March
30th and 31st.
30th and 31st. Mm-hmm.
So
all
keep that filed away, and it'll come up fast. You'll be surprised. It's 2019, but it's already upon us.
Vacation days,
no
Scott.
No vacation days, then. Anything else exciting happening out at Tyndall that we need to know about? There's always exciting stuff going on.
Well, of course, is this golf tournament. Yes. I mean, we've really got to get folks to participate in that, because we need the community's help in helping to pay for some of this stuff that we're going to do at this Air Force Ball.
Yes.
And that's August 18th at 8 a.m. start at the Holiday Golf Club. There's a Facebook page out there that just says, what is it called, Sarah?
You can actually just search on Facebook and you can just put 2018 Air Force Ball Tournament, or I'm sorry, 2018 Air Force Ball Golf Tournament. Just search that in there, you'll find it. Or you can, I have a long email that if anybody wants that one, it's AF Ball Golf Tournament, TAFB at Gmail. You can email that, you can, and you'll get one of us and you can sign up. Put you on there.
Oh, you can just call Sarah personally and blow up her phone. Everybody copy this number down quick. 850-532-7763. That's 532-7763. As for Sarah, the lovely and vivacious Sarah Keller, we'll take care of you personally.
I'll sign you up.
So everybody call her phone right now.
There you go.
Oh, no.
And of course, the phone lines light up.
And of course, the Air Force Ball. You know, that's going to be the big, that's the premier social event on Tyndall for the year.
What is the band that's going to play?
As of right now, they're still kind of going back and forth on the entertainment, but it's going to be good. That's one
thing. It is a live band as opposed to a DJ, or both sometimes?
Yes, it should be.
Okay.
As of right now, that's the idea. But they're kind of, like I said, going back and forth on the entertainment.
Right. Okay.
They're just trying to make sure they get the right one. But like I said, we're about 2 months out for the Air Force Ball. That's going to be September 21st at the Boardwalk Hotel Resort down in PCB. And again, you know, we want anybody in the community that's interested in something like this. Definitely people who have any type of military affiliation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's open to all of our military members and then our community leaders. We are really excited about getting our community leaders out there, being a part of something that we get to share with our community. So it's open to them. And again, we have some early bird specials right now on that, on those ball tickets of $60. Mm-hmm. And a few after Friday, they'll go up just a little bit. But, and then if you are actually a military retiree, any military retiree, doesn't have to be the Air Force, it's $45 right now. So,
Okay.
Let us know. You want some tickets, want to get involved, and it's going to be an awesome night. It's going to be a super awesome night. So
you can get down and have a ball with the Air Force.
All right,
there you have it. And we know how to do it.
Let's see how the Air Force parties.
That's right. Absolutely.
We'll find out.
Tori, real quick before we hand things over, you were listening to some meetings yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Anything exciting?
A lot of local governments got together yesterday. And
they fixed
they did
all the
it at
world's
the same
problems.
Time. So yeah, they did fix
okay,
all
good.
The world problems, at least here in Bay County and Gulf County. But Panama City Beach leaders, the Jenks Avenue widening project came up again. I know everyone's eager to hear about that.
Oh yeah.
They did drop another $260,000 between the months of May and April and June, I think it was. So
where are they in their lawsuit?
The lawsuit is now ready to be filed. It is a 4-count complaint. So there are four major points, and then a very close, we are just shy of the $1 million mark on change orders because of AT&T's, you know, lack of doing
bad,
their work
bad.
Timely.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawyers are ready to file. And we'll see if the city can get their almost $1 million back from that. And although there is no promised set date for completion, like we've already passed the dates that were set for completion,
sure,
like a bunch of times, but but Public Works says they're estimating the end of August.
Nice.
I have an update that I saw on Facebook from the city of Panama City, actually.
Oh, good.
Not really good news.
Great.
Have
Thanks,
they
Brandon.
Updated that end date?
Well, it's at Oaks by the Bay Park, you know, the four-headed palm tree.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're cutting that thing down.
They did a survey last year that said that the tree was irreversibly dying and there's nothing to do. So tomorrow, 8 a.m., they're sending the tree farewell.
Yeah, they're having a little ceremony for it.
Can they just amputate one of the heads?
Make it a three-headed palm?
Yeah.
Yeah, a three-headed palm would be okay.
It's the only one in the world.
Sadly,
that we know of, anyway.
Yeah. Sadly, no.
No, they're going to do a little ceremony for it. The Gulf Coast State College is part of... we've got a laser engraver, and I think they're going to try to take some of the wood and bring it over here and engrave a picture on it and you know, sell those, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. But what's more sad is that it looks pretty bad. If you've seen it, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's been last Christmas since I've been over there to see it.
It just looks worse.
It's in bad shape.
That's too bad.
But they brought in some, you know, high-time, you know, tree guy who does trees at like for the Queen,
right? And even he couldn't save it.
He was like, "This is bad."
It is it is reaching the lifespan of those species of tree too.
Okay,
it's between 80 and 100 years old. So.
All right.
Do they know how old that tree is?
It's somewhere between 80 and 100 years.
Okay.
Yeah. It's reached kind of that place.
The average lifespan for that particular tree is about 80 years. So
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And us, when they transplanted it from Millville, I think, over by the mill, to there a few years ago, and I don't know that helped.
Yeah, probably.
But it's neat. So, that is kind of sad. Thanks for bringing us sad news.
Yeah, really. Thanks,
Sorry,
Buzzkill.
Yeah,
we're talking about Air Force Ball and stuff, and geez, now I'm all sad.
Don, Sarah, thank you both for coming in this morning, and we'll have this posted up on our website. Producer Brandon here will have
Sarah's
it up today.
Sarah's crying even.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sad. It's okay.
I'm going to just put the buzzer on myself next hour.
Yeah.
So we'll wrap things up. We've got a couple of tunes to take you up into the 10 o'clock hour. We'll go back a few years for this one. This is The Animals with The House of the Rising Sun on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.